What episode is this? 12.
12, yes.
Good
and,
Lord.
Gavin, you check there was commentaries. Great. Yes.
Not much this month. Well, last week.
Sorry. My friend didn't check it, and I forgot the name. But from Denmark, the answerer, no?
Yeah.
And he said that he was very surprised that we... great.
We've already started.
Yes. But it's not true. Come on.
Join. This is amazing. Ivan, the cafe proprietor, bringing delicious water. Thank God, I'm thirsty.
So what's new, Ivan?
Hold the microphone up to him and he goes, sorry.
So.
I couldn't handle the pressure. Uh-huh. I will have to I had something prepared, but then you didn't show up, so I forgot, and now there's nothing new.
It was a good improvisation.
It was a good line.
Yes, great.
I'll be back with the coffee.
Thank you.
In the meantime, I'll come up with
something. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
And so, yes, from Denmark, he said that he was very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
No, sorry, cheers.
that he was very surprised that we spoke about him, but it's normal we are like that.
Hmm? Sorry, I'm just downing an entire glass of water.
I didn't take care about this again.
Sorry, I'm just not listening when you talk. What?
commentaries.
Well,
and he said that he was very surprised that we mentioned his name, and it was very kind. So I said it to you, yes, I don't know, Gavin, but I checked commentary, and it's normal to say hello to the people who wrote to us. Continue to make that, it's very good.
Yes, okay, well, yes, Michael did leave a comment this morning, actually, but I forgot what it was.
And also,
it was a very simple comment that
also a girl.
I'm still listening.
A girl.
Yeah, Michael's not a girl, but he can be in 2018.
There was
another person was also
a Slovak.
Yeah, Ursula.
No. Yes. And she said that she used your method,
mm-hmm.
My
method of what?
How to speak.
Like learning Slovak. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's
because
good.
Because we have to confess that Gavin make a lot of things, not only. Invent stupid things for
like the kitchen for my
electric
car,
yes, but also more intelligent things like
what intelligent thing have I made?
Slovak lesson.
Okay, well, yeah, but yeah, okay, all right, fine, okay, all right, I'll give you that. God, it's really hot, isn't it? Is it not just me?
It's not. It's normal. It's the season, no?
Yes, summer. Yeah, it does that, yeah.
But we have to confess that given New Zealander and I Belgian, so we are used to weather more wet.
Wet and windy.
Yes. Because we have together in our country...
our country.
Yes, we have sea and sand.
Sea and sand.
But, for example, in Belgium, the sea is cold. We can say that.
Like my heart.
Oh, given no personal things in this podcasting.
Oh, I saw some movies on the weekend. Oh, here come the coffees.
Coffees. Yes, great.
So I almost saw the movie Black Panther. It was very famous.
Ah, yes.
But I got very bored, so I turned it off. But then I watched a movie that should have been more boring, but it actually was more interesting. It's called Three Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri.
Slowly for your Belgian man.
Okay.
We didn't understand.
The movie was called, let me speak into the microphone.
Yes.
Three Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri.
The second part I didn't understand that
three
be problematic.
Okay, three billboards. We know what three billboards are, right?
I know, yeah. That's yes.
And Ebbing
I say
is
the
a
second
place.
Part given, okay?
Ebbing is a place.
Yes.
A little place in Missouri, in the USA.
Ah, Missouri.
Missouri.
Missouri?
Missouri is a place. I know that place well.
Missouri is USA, yes.
Missouri is USA, yes.
Missouri
is smutnost.
Yes, it's okay. Great!
Yeah.
too intellectual. Yeah, I said it to you. Yeah, we have to confess that it's very improvisated, okay?
Very.
You can hear that we didn't prepare ourselves.
Nothing's prepared.
And
some
even,
shows are good, and some, like this, are terrible.
And even, I already say to Gavin that he have to prepare myself is in such reference. Okay, sorry.
Well,
if you continue like that, I will speak in French about French films that you never heard about. Okay?
Okay.
So, but it was a good film. Misery. Misery. Yes.
Yeah, it was quite good. The ending left me.
Don't say the end.
I won't give the ending away. I'll just say that it left me with more questions than answers.
Yes, but you didn't say what about
about the movie. Essentially, without giving it away, the movie is about a woman who hires three billboards to encourage the police to find the person who murdered her daughter. And it creates a lot of controversy because of the what is written on the billboards and the reaction of the town. And it's very interesting. But the ending,
Not so great. But it was a true story, yes?
No. I don't think so.
It was not a true story.
I don't think it was a true story.
Because,
no,
you know...
It has some... Because normally American movies, you know... Sorry to anyone American listening, but typically American movies are very predictable. But this one was not so predictable, so which was a nice change.
So a very intellectual evening, yes, and documentaries also, yes.
Oh, but good news, on Sunday I finally started reading my book about the history of British Leyland, the car maker.
That we spoke about it.
Yes. And
I hope that you follow us, because without that it will be difficult.
Yes. You have to listen to every podcast. But on Saturday I mowed the lawns. There was also the Rainbow Pride, the Gay Pride event.
You mix all, yes?
Yeah, why not? Well, because I was mowing the lawn and a friend asked, you know, do you want to go along? Because I've never been to one. And
the Gay Pride, in its, we have to say that it's not the name. It's Duhava Pride.
Rainbow Pride is the official
because
name.
Because I think that it's too difficult to hear in Slovakia, Gay Pride. Gay. So yeah. It's better. Rainbow.
Rainbow Pride.
Rainbow Pride.
That incorporates everyone, because now there's LGBTIQWERTY. No, I don't know. There's so many letters now.
I can't speak about the television.
I can't think. There's too many. I can't possibly follow it. I can get up to LGBTI. But even then, it sounds like a delicious sandwich. Lettuce, gherkin, bacon, tomato, and something with I don't know. but anyway.
And we have to ask if their listeners in America or in Denmark, you have also Gay Pride.
Yeah, let us know. What's the political atmosphere? Because we have... I'll tell you what. There was, purely coincidentally, it was not a coincidence, there was a group marching for... what they call the protection of the traditional family in Slovakia. So they were a church-based group.
In the same
group.
Time?
Yeah, same day. They were marching.
You saw that?
I didn't go. I didn't go to either of them. I was busy burning books. But the other group is they go under the guise. You know, they have the headline of protecting the classical family. But all they were talking about is being opposed to the Rainbow Pride Parade.
Yes. But so, you saw on television?
On social media.
Social media.
Yeah.
But it's traditional, you know.
They
make there's the gay pride and the anti-gay pride. You know?
But they didn't call it the anti-gay pride.
For sure,
they called it protecting the family.
And yes.
And this is misleading. If they I don't agree with their message of. Whatever being of this anti-gay message, but if they'd just come out and say it, I would respect them more. But because they have to hide behind this lie of wanting to protect your family, you know what damages Slovak families? It's not homosexuals, it's not lesbian people. What damages Slovak families is heart attacks, is alcoholism, is spousal abuse, but that is not mentioned in any of their literature.
My God, given it's beginning to be very serious.
Wow, I got on a soapbox for a minute there.
Serious,
it's the hypocrisy that annoys me. They're hypocrites.
Oh my God,
if they just told the truth, I'd respect them more, even if I don't like their message.
So I have to say something intelligent now.
God, sorry, I didn't mean this to be intelligent. Good Lord, but it did sound intelligent. That sounded okay, didn't it? They're the worst kind of hypocrites, religious hypocrites. And I'm allowed to say that. I am a lapsed Catholic.
Yes. I don't know what to say, given...
But no one likes hypocrites. Anyway. Gosh, that was...
Because you know that the first gay pride that was a few years ago, it was very difficult to organize in Bratislava.
Mm-hmm.
And there was problem, you know, of violence with neo-fascists. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, well, the neo-fascists were out again on Saturday.
And
I saw pictures.
And after the second gay pride, the mayor,
mm-hmm.
yes, said, no, but come on, Bratislava is an open town, open to everyone, so
yeah.
It's not normal. So after, they made the second gay pride with a lot of police, so no problem, organization. But that's why some Catholic family began to make another very pacific, but another
event
in the same time. You know, that's why. That's the beginning of
see,
the
See, that's
adventure.
Okay.
Yes.
If you're going to march against homosexuality like the some of the far right people do, okay, it's your right to do that. That's okay. I mean, it's not. I wouldn't say it's okay, but they have to do it. But to do it under the disguise of something else is, I find that despicable.
Mm-hmm.
This misleading.
So you can explain, dear listener, how it's what is the atmosphere in the country?
In your countries,
For example, in Belgium, it's not a problem. Gay pride, for example, it's not a problem.
Well, they don't have any gay people in Belgium, do they? After the purge in 1985, I don't know. I'm just making this up.
It's very hard. It's very dark humor.
Look on your face, we're serious. So why is there?
I said it to you that we didn't prepare some type. Given, if I continue, we have to check a little. What are you saying?
No, but the thing is, go back to the original question. I was invited to go to the gay pride event or the rainbow pride event, but I didn't go because there's nothing there that really interested me. But
no, you had afraid.
I was afraid. I was afraid to show my true homosexual colours
and to have your photography
taken
on Facebook.
Yeah, you found me up. Yeah.
I'd better
introduce you to Ivan. Is actually my civil partner. No, he can't hear me. He's busy making coffee.
yes.
Anyway,
I think that it finished me. But we will never go.
We'll never get out of here again.
For coffee again.
I think both the LGBTI community and the anti-LGBTI community will both hate us.
Come on.
I can't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. Can you please, gay people, please come up with a shorter acronym,
things,
please?
Yes.
No, but that's what I was saying. I didn't go because, you know, there was nothing really there to spark my tires. You know, a lot of people clapping and waving banners, you know, I can get that in any parade. But if they had, now this is a shout out to any gay people listening, if you go to these events, have gay food. Because I go to Indian events because I know there'll be Indian food.
Yes,
I go to, you know, like African concerts and things because I know they have food. I'm not going to go to a
but
gay
now
event.
But you
if
have
it's
to explain to me what you are rating
what is
about
gay food?
Gay food. You know,
I don't know. Gay people have to tell me what is gay food.
Oh, it's a good question.
I can answer that. On Friday, you and I went to record this official event, and I had the French embassy, and work. And
okay. Be quiet, okay? Be careful what you will say, okay? About this event. No,
we're talking about gay food.
We have to say two different things, okay? First, now, Gavin is trying to make a comparison between the French food and another food, okay?
Maybe.
Slow down.
Let me take a breath. let me just have a little bit of water first before I get into this.
Yes, you didn't drink enough water
today.
That's
maybe the problem.
Yes.
Okay, so I had what I would classify as wonderful gay food. I had, I think, what you called a flan, like a little cake with little crème fraîche, this little custard on top.
I'm afraid what you will
say. You had the same thing. I saw
yes,
you
that's why I didn't see the...
You didn't see it because you ate it in 3 seconds. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I took my time and enjoyed it. Oh, I thought that was that seemed a little bit gay. No?
The flan?
Yeah. No? I don't know. I'm trying to be creative, but I think I'm just alienating everyone.
Yes, you go deeper and deeper.
I'm getting deeper into this hole. Yeah. No, anyone listening and knows me knows that I'm a clown. Don't take anything I say seriously.
But you have right.
But there should have been food there. I'd go for food. Yes, if they had food there.
That the second thing that you. He spoke about flan because we were in the French Day.
Bastille Day, no?
Bastille.
Did they not call it Bastille Day?
We call, but not. It's not so common. I think that's for English people. You call that day Bastille
Yeah,
Day.
I thought it was called Bastille Day.
But it's Fête Nationale, eh, Gavin? Fête Nationale.
Fête National.
National Feast.
Feast, yes, yeah.
Okay, and so we were not invited like that. We were invited,
we were invited to work,
working hard. Okay, but we had time to receive one flan. And that's
flan.
Why I don't know. Given you were so surprised that your imagination in 2 days during the weekend with this flan. Was incredible.
Well, I thought it was interesting.
And you never eat flan before?
I don't think so.
Really?
I've heard of it before, but I think it's called flan in English, not flan. I don't know.
Yes, it's flan.
Can you describe what is flan?
I have not enough words.
Words
no,
in English?
English? No, no.
In French. Explain in French, please.
No.
Someone understanding will. Someone listening will understand French. Entertain me.
No, I can't because I.
You don't know how to explain it in French either.
I can't.
Well, I was impressed with the football game.
Which one?
Last night with France against Croatia.
No.
Because Dan Quarrell and Tom Adams, they pulled apart a sensational World Cup final, which saw France crown champions for a second time, but where Croatia, you know, they were robbed despite losing 4-2.
It's not a good subject, Gavin. You know that.
Hang on, this.
I don't know what you have today, but you have not good subject because don't
talk about. Everyone loves football, and people can tell that I'm a football
for
fan.
For Belgian people, it was very difficult.
Well, for Belgians, it was
because,
difficult, but
because we lose against France.
I'm sorry.
You know?
I'm sorry to hear that, but at least you did well to get so high against France.
Yes.
France is, you know, well, actually, I didn't expect France to win either, but, I mean, let's
everyone
be honest.
Everyone expected
Emmanuel Macron everyone. Celebrated wildly in Moscow. But, you know, back in France, there were some pretty terrible scenes in central Paris where celebrations turned into widespread rioting, looting, and ugly clashes with cops.
What?
Didn't you know?
Good atmosphere.
Yeah, no, two French football fans died because of violence erupting across the country.
What?
Following Le Bleus.
When?
Les Bleus.
During the night?
World Cup. Okay, I think it's getting obvious that I'm reading because I know nothing about football.
Yeah, so what are you thinking? No, it was a big feast, a peaceful.
Ivan is shaking his head. I was doing well there. I sounded like a football person.
Two wrong subjects from the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So
let's we will spoke about mini golf. It's better.
Mini golf. Why?
Because you say that you like mini golf.
Everyone likes mini golf, but it's mini
no.
Golf.
My wife didn't like mini
what?
Golf.
Why not?
No, she says that if I go playing mini golf with a child, she will not go with us.
What does she have against mini golf?
It's like, I don't know.
It's like the most harmless sport in the world.
For her,
you can play mini golf from a wheelchair.
Yes.
Okay, perhaps. Ivan just let out a sad laugh. But you can. Yes, it's a great visual symphony to imagine. But especially if it goes downhill.
Uh-huh. But the problem in Bratislava is to find where we can, because I was. It was, they had a web.
There must be mini golf here. There is mini golf, no?
No.
Is there mini golf here in Bratislava?
And where? And where, Gavin? And where, Ivan?
Usually it's also like, where you have a holiday resort or something of this type.
Yes.
I always find it's near airports for some reason.
Czterkowec?
Seniec.
No, no, but Seniec is a big one, no?
The big one is called...
We spoke about the
big version of
mini
golf is called golf.
So, once more...
Okay. Oh dear.
So
okay.
We have Ivan who will help us
to find the big version of
mini golf in Bratislava. And it will be the last
actually,
subject.
Actually, this will be the last subject and the last subject. Podcast for a while because you're going on holiday.
Yes.
Unless I just come here and sit and talk to myself. Yes. I'll talk to Ivan while he's trying to work. Hey,
Carlo Raves?
Got one here in the city.
Great!
Mini golf.
It looks exactly as I would imagine it. Like a mini golf course.
That's good.
Carlo Raves, great.
The website.
Because you know that there was one in the lake Czterkowec, but it's we were there, it was closed.
When was this? And oh, on the weekend.
Yeah, during the weekend. In Czterkowec, they had...
The National Cup in minigolf will take place on the 22nd of July.
Oh, we are the National Cup of...
The National Cup of minigolf?
National Cup of minigolf? Did it exist?
That's amazingly
My
tragic.
God, you have to go.
Unless it's from 2017, the information.
Oh, okay.
It's the latest news that they have.
Ah, okay.
It's like, you know, churches, they never update their websites. Whenever you have a parish...
No, enough with churches and religious themes.
I'm not bashing churches. Some of the most wonderful people I know are religious. But the church websites are generally always out of date.
And what is the link with mini-golf?
He's looking at an out-of-date website.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering if it's religious mini-golf.
No. Not with hole in form of a crease.
In the form of the cross, yeah.
Cross,
yeah.
Yes.
Or stigmata, giant stigmata. That's how you get the hole through. Ivan's making a crucifix with that. What look like cocktail now. Sticks. What
So, given it was a pleasure to make this.
Well, we're going to have to take a hiatus. For how long will you be on holiday?
1 month.
A month?
Yes.
A month?
1 month, yes. Yes.
Where?
And where, Ivan?
Italy.
It's a state holiday, it's a state of mind, that's true.
That's true, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, for sure, it will be a part in Belgium,
uh-huh.
And after we will go to Italy and directly in Belgium. Yes.
Well, I guess...
When we will have reserve accommodation, because we haven't accommodation. It will be very last minute.
So not everything is planned, but still.
It's planned in our
minds.
Mind.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Yes, the first step. So, Kevin.
Okay, well, monsieur.
And now we have to...
We have to wrap this up.
Yes, as usual, yes.
We end with saying goodbye in different languages, right? Okay, so today I will try Chinese.
And in Flemish it's tot zien.
Okay, so you say it in Flemish, I'll say it in Chinese. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, so goodbye. Or as they say in some parts of Belgium,
tot zien.
Or in China, zaijian.